Yes.
Need a motion to approve the minutes?
I'll make that.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
The minutes have been approved. Any additions or deletions to the agenda?
No.
I just have a little bit from Bob Stutcher.
Oh, okay. But nothing, we got to make a motion.
Actually, it's pretty heavy duty. I can lay it on you all right now. He sent me an email tonight and said, can we talk tomorrow?
Well, that sounds ominous.
He talked to somebody and we're like, who's that? Because it's a name we never know.
He said he talked with somebody and he'd like to keep me in.
Wants to catch you up.
Catch me up, that's what it was. Catch me up tomorrow. When's a good time to talk? So he's working on it.
And you're already catched up?
No, that's tomorrow.
That's right.
And this is the 400K?
Yes. So I'm hoping we're making some progress here.
Well, that's what you do when you charge by the phone call.
Yeah. if you want some hours, you know, you talk. Email,
and charge back to him.
Right.
Steve, that's engineering. Hallam?
Hallam ICS?
That's the controls, the new panels and stuff. SCADA system.
Huh? So is that all done?
One of them's done. We're just now making sure that we make sure everything on it works before we get it through. And so far, everything works. Cool.
And Holland Company?
That's our polyaluminum chloride for the phosphorus removal. You get it 4,000 gallons at a time, so it's always
a big one?
A big one, yeah.
That's a lot of money for something you're just going to pour in a sewer.
I know.
Hard to get a hold of them people.
this for the vote.
Yeah.
Homework is done.
Okay. Steve.
He's got a stretch before.
All right. So we have a stormwater permit down at the plant for all the different detention areas and all that. That like 5 years ago, remember all these permits were taken out by the engineers and we didn't know anything about them and we had a bad scramble to get them renewed 5 years ago and we were able to consolidate them under one general permit at that time. And now it needs to be renewed again, and I was aware of that and I was going to fill out an application. And it turns out it's not a simple application. They call it a simple application, but it's not. I had some back and forth just trying to get directed to the right application for it, just to renew the permit. I thought I was looking at the wrong thing, but I wasn't. So anyway, we have to hire an engineer. They have to do an inspection, and they have to fill out a notice of intent. You know, this is for an existing. These are all existing. It's like you're starting the whole process over. So that's where we're at. The application was due by the end of this month. No way it's going to be mm-hmm. by the end of this month. The permit's still good until September, so we're okay. But, so I've talked with Wayne Elliott, Aldridge and Elliott, and he's looking. He thought there was some changes made this year, and it might not apply to us. I don't think that's going to be the case, but he's looking into that first, and then I think once he finds out it doesn't, the engineering cost of it, I don't know what it's going to be, but it's not something I anticipate. So we'll just...
And they just have to certify that it's functioning the way it's supposed to.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is for stormwater?
Yeah. So it's for every... There's a... Two fairly good...
separate stormwater system.
Well, it's for the detention on site at the sewer plant. So when they constructed the sewer plant and all that, they must have calculated whatever with the rooftop and whatever is going to become impervious.
Oh.
So they had to make it's just some depressions really to contain the storm water and let it drain. And you never see any standing water in any of it, but it's there and we have the permits for them. And now at renewal time, apparently, it's expensive.
But yeah. We just got that, Steve, since the last meeting that we got that email.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, it isn't like we...
Yeah, I knew the renewal because I keep track of it and I have a year at a glance calendar that I put all this stuff on for the year. So I knew it was the renewal was due.
But you'd think they'd let
the email,
6 months ago start it and tell you to do it.
I figured I'd fill out an application, get it signed, and we'd send it in.
Yeah.
That's not the way that process works.
So does an engineer need to inspect that annually?
No. We inspect it in-house annually and submit that report, but for the renewal.
Every
5 years.
Five years,
the engineer has to. They have to inspect it, and they have to be the ones. You need their guidance to fill out the notice of intent.
Okay.
Even though it's on a portal and it'll require my electronic signature to submit it, I can't just do it. I need their guidance. So we'll see how this all goes. But anyway, I don't think we're going to make the July. I'm quite sure we're not going to make the July 31st.
So how long does it take for them to turn it around? So if we're up at the end of September and they wanted it by the end of July, and I get you're not going to have it done, will they have enough time to react? To
it'd
you.
Probably take them years. I don't know. Honestly, don't know.
Oh, wow. So what happens after September?
I'm half joking about that, but I don't know if it takes them months or how long it takes them to get it done. I put them on notice that I've got our engineer working on it, but I
Yeah, I kind of wonder. Wow.
Plus, we've had, remember, just not too long ago, we had a couple of things that came up that the state said we hadn't sent something in when we did and all that stuff, and they had never even approved it. Been 2 years they had it, and never even got approved. They didn't even realize they had it. One person didn't know they had it, and the other person did. And
that
I
sounds
know.
Like Vermont.
I mean, that's crazy. Okay.
So
thank
we're
you.
Working on it. It'll get done. I'm sure it'll be fine. I'm really not too concerned about it.
Can't hear much.
All right.
Are they going to be shutting down?
Well, that's it. I mean, I think it'll, and it'll all work. Yeah, we'll get it. So that was an unexpected little time-consuming endeavor.
Blame that one on the board. Well, the board told me not to worry about that.
Yes. I'll have the recording.
See?
So, and then the other thing on my list is the Troy pump station. So, we haven't found anybody. The last time we met with Ross there, and the way we left it that day was I was going to just reach out to. We thought Goslin in particular because they could do the excavation and the concrete. And, so I called twice and been told twice that Mike or someone else, I don't remember the other name, would call me to give me an idea of if it's a project they'd be interested in when they could get started. And I haven't heard back from Mike or the other name.
Did you talk to Holly?
I don't know. Some
was
woman the answers.
Voice?
Yeah. So I'm still waiting for to hear from them if it's even something they can tackle this year.
I'll call them tomorrow.
And I also, I talked with Mountaineer about the mechanical end of it. He's going to, when he's up in this area, he's going to stop and take a look at it. But he said it's, you know, from now to the end of construction season, they're pretty booked this year. Mm-hmm. So he said it most likely it'll be a spring break. But he's going to come take a look at it anyway, and we'll see. I have ordered all the equipment. We're talking for the grinder, the quote included the up to 10-week turnaround on it, but it's going to be 4 weeks potentially before we even get the submittals. And once we get the submittals, I'll have to let the engineers look at them real quick just to make sure there's nothing that I'm missing. And as long as they're okay, then we can proceed. But I don't think that part will be here until mid September to mid October, probably. Yeah, great. We remember Rosen's here. But
and time.
Yeah. But we worked it out. The pumps, I haven't heard when they're going to come yet, but I expect them sooner. I think the drives might show up. There's something coming from Danfoss, and Danfoss makes the drives. So I'm thinking the drives actually might show up tomorrow. So we'll have that.
Well, we talked about the possibility of going through the winter limping.
Yeah.
But would you explain that?
So what I'm working on is a plan. If we get the pumps here, as soon as the pumps are here, I'm going to have D&D come take a look at them and figure out what they would need to do if we have to get one of the new pumps running temporarily. And what we would do is, if they can get the power to it and have it run just off a simple on-off float, we would suspend it in a tank and discharge through hose, through a suction hose that's rigid, and come up out of the tank and go into the building, and we can, you know, tie that into the force main. So I want to have everything, all my ducks in a row, to be able to do that in case the one pump we have does have a catastrophic failure. We have to have, you know, we can pump it all temporarily. But, you know, so it would buy us a few days to get a pump set up. And if we set it up right, so every time it shuts off, it drains back down, so we don't have to worry about it freezing. That's a potential way to get us through, if
So you pump it up to the top of the tank to the outside and then back into the building.
Right. It would go up out of the hatch of the tank, and then there's actually on that right, not too far from the tank on the building. Because, you know, the building's that far from the
yes.
tank. So there's a vent there right now, a hood.
Mm-hmm.
It's an exhaust fan. None of that stuff works. It's a flood. So we could go right through there with it and down below and tie it right into the force main. We just have to put a fitting on the force main to accommodate connecting that hose to it.
And so would you do that basically now?
Probably make up the end inside.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we don't have to, you know, shut it down or anything. We probably get that made up inside so we can marry the hose to it.
With just two valves, so you could shut off one and
exactly.
open the other.
Yeah. Just get it shut off and let it drain and do a tap. I don't know. Might just do a tap right into the force main itself.
Mm-hmm.
Put a saddle on and a tap and a fitting on that. I'll have to take a look at it and see if there's any spool pieces or anything that we could take out and put a T in or something. I'd do that instead. But if there's not already, then or even something on the bottom, then we could do a flange adapter. But otherwise, it would probably just be a saddle and a tap. I'd rather have it be something a little bit bigger. Cause I don't know if we build tap over 2 meters. We'd be running at least 3 inches.
Right.
When you talk about a pump, you know, I'm thinking one of two things. One is this huge pump, like big pump.
Mm-hmm.
And the other are more of a mobile, you know, smaller that you can manhandle and move it around. Is that what we're talking about?
This is what we have there now is a huge pump that's almost the length of the table. It's a different style pump, so it lays that way. What we're talking about are, you know, some...
It is a big
like
pump,
a
so you're going to need,
a piece of equipment
to put it in.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, we would need... But what we can do is set up, dab it up there, you know, and that's something we can do ahead of time, even though it's only going to be there.
And that's what you would suspend it from? What would you suspend it from?
Probably a chain.
That's kind of what I was...
We could lower it and have at least a chain backup or something so it doesn't...
But it would be on... It would be the davit that would be suspending it.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, because we have to, you know, we'll have to probably do something with how the hose comes up out of the hatch or something, tie it to the corner or something, because it's going to tend to want to spin every time it comes on. So we're definitely going to have to lock it down.
And basically the hatch will be open. The hatch will just be open
it would
while
have to
this.
Stay open a little bit.
Yeah.
And so when these pumps get delivered, they'll be delivered to the Troy pump station, or will they be delivered at the...
I'm going to have them delivered right to the plant.
Okay.
So because we don't know how long we're going to have to store them.
Yeah,
that's what I was wondering. We don't need them inside and store them.
Okay.
And then if we need one before the project actually is going on, then we can grab it from there and get it down.
Okay.
Yep. So, I guess my feeling is that we prepare for the worst.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
That'd
that's
be
what
great.
I want to do. I just don't want this. You know,
now, will you need to bring on some help to get that set up?
I don't think so. It shouldn't be. I mean, the plumbing wise, it really literally is just a matter of either doing a tap or if I have to. If there's not a spool piece, I almost think that there's an old magnetic flow meter there that hasn't been in use since before I started there. So I might be able to take that out. It might be the right Y length to just put a T right in there.
I don't know how they do all of this.
Otherwise, probably need a tap. But I can just rent the tap and show the tap.
So you need to get any messages or anything through to us before the next board meeting, or are you pretty much ready to?
I'm ready to start getting it together to do that. And you know, the big unknown is when the pumps are gonna be here. Once the pumps are here, I want D&D to look at it so they can do whatever they have to, you know, be ready to just take the wire and hook it up somewhere and make sure they can, because it's not going to be running through a drive or anything. It's just going to be on off. So, and it's a big problem. But we can't set it off.
Yeah. So do do you need anything from us? Like, do you need us to make a motion to allow you to do whatever?
I don't think so, because I don't anticipate a whole lot of cost. So I'll double check. I think we already have the holes. I know we have quite a bit of that suction holes, and I'll make sure we have enough. But and that's not something. It wouldn't be just one use. Even if I get it, we use it for dewater and stuff like that. So it's something. So I think the only thing that might be that we would get and not use again would just be whatever we do to tap that in when we're done with it. If we use it, hopefully we'll never use it. We would just be sitting there with the closed valve on.
So now the contractor, I talked with Robert briefly about that, but Ross Narramore.
I like Ross.
Yeah, Ross. Is not in-depth knowledgeable about this whole process, but he's a general contractor. He's done other.
He worked for Gary, actually.
For Taylor for quite a while.
Yeah.
And Bob Green, and he's got a lot of background, but I know he's never done this, so I don't know if the board would want to have a conversation with him. And do we have any kind of job description or anything that we would put together for this?
I don't have anything prepared.
Well, no, not prepared, but I meant, do you think can we get access to something and put something together so that he knows what the expectations are?
No, that's a great idea, because in that conversation we had, it almost seemed like he thought that I was going to line up the contractors and everything. That's not, if I get to that point, then I might as well just do the project, you know, at that point. So yeah, we should definitely have a description of what we expect.
Yeah. I mean, think if you know what you want.
What's that?
What you want him to do, it'd be easily spelled out.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I can throw something together. Just
maybe there's something, I don't know your professional journals or anything like that online that would have job description.
You know, I should reach out to the engineers and see if they have anything.
Go over that with him before, if we're waiting till spring.
Exactly,
make sure we're all on the same page so that if he doesn't feel like he's qualified or wants to do it, that we get somebody else. I mean, like I said, I talked to Bob Green and he'd be very interested in the spring. Just in that time right now, and there's probably some other contractors that might be interested in the spring that aren't.
I had asked Thad about it, about the clerk of works job at one point, and he, didn't really seem too excited one way or the other. And then the next time I was there for something else, he brought it up, and then he started saying how he's like, I could probably do the job. I could, he can. He has his forms. I said, well, just tell me. I said, I'll bring the plans up to you. And I don't want to, cause him to miss time in his business or anything. So I don't want to push him. But I'm thinking I might take the plans up to him and just show him the plans and say, here, sleep on this.
We've got this time to work with. I mean, good friends with Ross and everything, but this plan's got to operate.
Yeah,
this isn't about friendship.
Yeah, and I think regardless at this point of who ends up doing anything, I think it's getting unlikely if it's going to happen this year.
Yeah,
I think we're just at that point, because even if we get somebody lined up and they can get contracted, I don't know that the equipment's all going to be there. So we'll see. I'm confident it'll all be there by next spring. Because that'd be even worse if we get started and then in anticipation of something showing up, and then there's some sort of a back order or something. We're sitting there waiting. So. But that's the focus right now is preparing for the worst, and then that is a really good idea. I'll try to write down something what my expectations are, and then I'll just email it to you. Get this curse project done at some point. I'm confident.
The engineers are going to drag their feet.
I know. The worst part is I can't even blame them anymore. You know, it's...
Well, they did their part.
Yeah. I did talk with... when I was calling about the grinder... I talked to, he had actually put a quote together for Felon, the one outfit that actually bid on our project. He put a quote together for the grinder and everything. So he had everything right there. And he told me that when that project went out to bid, there was a flurry of stuff that went out to bid right then. So he said that probably didn't help us because it wasn't a very good project. Some of the outfits that pulled plans on ours probably pulled plans on bigger projects too. Who knows? It is what it is. We'll get by. Let's put a notice on Troy talking about the flushing toilets
for
the winter.
Outhouses for the winter. Cold buns.
Yeah. So. That's all I had on my list, though.
Awesome.
Thank you, Steve.
Thanks, Steve.
Terry.
I don't have a thing.
It's got nothing.
Bada bing, bada boom.
That easy.
Bada bing, bada boom.
Thank you, Terry.
Any other business?
So, like I said, with Fletcher, I think we're getting closer on resolving this transfer of $400,000, but hopefully I'll know more this week. If I get some information, I'll email everybody and let you know what's going on. So. That's it.
Hey. So basically, there's still $400,000 there, and even though it's...
There's $800,000 there.
There's eight. Oh, because there's 400 and 400.
Yeah. I mean, theoretically, Pacific Group put $400,000 in with Connecticut
something or another
fund, and that's sitting there waiting to be transferred over, and it's been sitting there since 2 years ago, and then the other $400,000 is still sitting at Community National Bank that Goldberg gets. So. You would think they could figure this out. I've always felt that if they aren't willing to give us at least the security that JP gave us with the irrevocable, I mean, it was an irrevocable line of credit, and then it went to the $400,000, and then that language is irrevocable money.
Mm-hmm.
If they aren't willing to give us irrevocable line of credit or the $400,000 that's irrevocable, then I don't feel like I want to sign any papers giving them access, because I think you have to sign off too in Troy to the two condominium buildings that are left.
Yeah.
That they want, you know, they want the towns to sign off so that they can sell them. I would hate for anything to happen, and then I got to go to the people with Jay and say,
yeah.
Well, they asked us to do it, so we did it.
Yeah, no, you don't want to be in that
position. Yeah, and they can either, they got a sewer system for $8 million less than it would have cost otherwise. Wasn't it about that much that they got off on the total sewer bill because of the USDA grant? And if it wasn't for the towns willing to go out and, because they couldn't get that, only municipalities could get it. So if they weren't able to, JP wasn't able to get that, they, as the follow-up owners, wouldn't have had it either.
Yep.
So I just feel like it's silly to sign off on those two 10-unit condominium buildings that they want to sell for several million dollars, and that's fine. I don't have any problem with that, but I just, if they can't see their way to give us security on this sewer system, then I don't think it's right for us to bargain away our, you know, our taxpayers' faith in us. Because that's what it was. They were told that this would be secure.
Yeah.
I don't, if anybody has different thoughts,
No, I don't. But would you suggest then, if they come to us with that request, that we make it contingent on this being settled in an acceptable manner? Because this ain't settled.
Oh, yeah. Well, I talked to Bob about it.
Okay.
And I told him, I said, those forms, well, we have them there at NJ, Terry. Lynette has them, the forms that they sent over for us to sign off on.
Mm-hmm. I said,
signing those. And I told Bob, I said, we have them, we're not signing off until we get this $400,000 cleared up.
Yeah.
So.
What did Bob say?
He said, well, I certainly understand.
Okay.
You could say, yeah, you're right, but no, not I want to say that. Always bargaining. Okay.
Okay. Next meeting is August 27th. Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Second, the motion to adjourn.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Recycle.
I didn't.